Sagt der Heilige Mischne weiter, Mesechtes Avoide Zara, Perik Aleph, Mishna Aleph. It says in the Medrash that Avraham Avinu had 400 Pirakim in his Mesechtes Avoide Zara. What does that mean? The Mefarshim explain, when we learn Mesechtes Avoide Zara, so we eradicate Avoide Zara. We bring our Munna to our heart. Through Limud HaTaira, we bring Kiddusha. When Avraham Avinu learned, he had such a power of Tahara that he was able to eradicate 400 prakim of Avodah Zarah in the world. He brought a munah to the world. But we learn Masechtas Avodah Zarah according to our pace, according to what we have. And although we may not be Avraham Avinu, but the school of this Masechta is to take the Avodah Zarah out of our hearts and bring us into a world of Amunah, world of believing Hashem. Okay, but we're going to focus just on the halachis. That happens automatically. Zok the Heilige Mishna, Masechtas Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. The people that live with Avodah Zarah, their lives were totally taken over by the Avodah Zarah. And this was especially true during their holiday season. Memela Zok the Mishnah, Lifnei Eidehen. Eidehen refers to what we call the Chagya, the festivals of the Avodah Zarah. What does the word Eidehen mean? It really means to break. Kikar of Yom Edom, the day will come that they will break. Zayzok to Tosus Yom Tov, B'shem the Gemara. The Tanna refers to it as a lashon of Genai, because we don't want to give any cover to the Avodah Zarah by calling it a Yom Tov. But that's what it means. It means their festival. So again, Zok the Mishnah. Lifnei Eidehen shel Oide Kechav M'shloisha Yomim, 3 days before the festivals of the Avodah Zarah begin, meaning besides for the festival itself, 3 days before. Aser, it is aser to do any business with them, and the Mishnah gives us a list. Lases, v'lases imohen, to buy from them, or to sell them. Because what they do is they run to their Avodah Zarah and they say, thank you, Avodah Zarah, thank you that I was able to sell this or buy it. So we don't want to give them, like, fodder, things to feed on, so they can run to their Avodah Zarah and say, oh, thank you. For that matter, l'hashilan, even to lend them a behema or kalim, v'lishol mehen, or to borrow items from them. Because again, he runs to the Avodah Zarah, and he says, thank you that I was able to get this. And if he lends to the Yid, he's going to say, oh, thank you, Avodah Zarah, that I'm in such a position where the Yid needs me. So again, what's aser? Loses v'loses imayin, to do business, buy or sell, l'hashilan v'lishol mehen, to lend them or to borrow from them. V'ayitzok the Mishnah l'halvoisan. L'halvoisan means to lend them money. The difference between shaila and halva is shaila is like when you give him a behema, which you take back, a keli, which you take back. A halva is money. You don't take back the same money. He gives you back different money. V'lilvois mehen, or to borrow money from them. L'paran, to pay back a chayiv. You have to pay back the chayiv. If you owe the money, you have to pay him back. But not before their festival. V'lipara mehen, or if he owes you money, to take it back. Because all these things lead to him thanking the Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yehuda says, nifroin mehen, you can take the money from them if they owe you the money. Neshu meitzer lo, because that's a tzar for him. Ah, he has to pay back the chayiv. Amrulai, so the Chachamim said to Rabbi Yehuda, Avot Bisha Meitzar Hu Achshav, right now when he has to pay. No one likes to pay bills. But Sameach Hu L'Achar Zman. But after he pays his chayiv, he says, shoo, I'm glad that's off my head. And again, that's going to cause him to say thank you to the Avodah Zarah. The Halacha says about Tanura is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The Halacha is like the Chachamim. And therefore, even if he owes you money, you can't collect it. But dafka a milva b'shtar. Dafka when you have proof that he owes you the money. But if it's a milva al peh, that means there's no proof that he owes you the money. And right now he's willing to pay, but could be later on he won't be willing to pay. So you're going to lose the money. Ah, then you can collect the payment, because that's called kematzel miyada. We don't want you to have to give up not being able to collect the money, but if you can do it later, we'd rather you do it later. So once again, before the Chagais, before the festivals of the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, 3 days beforehand, it is aser to buy from them or sell to them. Lahashilon, that means to lend them a chayfet, something you're going to get back, or to borrow from them. Lalvoisan, it is also to lend them money, or to borrow from them. To pay back a chayv you owe them, or to collect payment. These are all reasons for them to go and thank the Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you can collect payment. That doesn't make him happy. No one's happy to pay bills. But the Chachamim said he may not be happy while he has to pay it, but Lamaisa, after a while, he's happy and says, shoo, I'm glad it's off my head. And again, it'll give him reason to thank the Avodah Zarah. So I just want to say that, you know, if a person serves Avodah Zarah, he gets very upset when he pays bills, and maybe afterwards he says, shoo, I'm glad I got it off my head. But I had a Rebbe, I remember when I was in sixth grade, he used to bring in his electric bill, and his telephone bill, his gas bill, and he would say like this, some people get very upset when they get a bill. I look at the bill and I say, thank you, Rabbeinu Shalala. The Baruch Hashem, I have a house that needs light. Thank you, Rabbeinu Shalala, that I have a house that needs heat. Thank you, Rabbeinu Shalala, that I have friends, children, and family that I have to call, and they have to call me. And thank you, Hashem, for giving me money to pay the bill. He saw it only as simcha. So even the Chachamim, who say don't collect payment from the Ovid Avodah Kechavim, because Avapi Shemetzuhu Achshav Semeyachu Liachar's man, even though he's sad when he pays the bill, but he's happy afterwards, he got it off his head. So he's not really on a Madrega of Simcha. He's just happy he got it off his head. He's still Netzuhu Achshav. Serving Avodah Zarah doesn't give you such a level of Simcha Sachayim. It's only Lahavdal Alpe Alpayim Evdalis, when you have a Munah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the things that make everyone sad make us appreciate and make us thank Hashem for life and yes, even for the bills.